The White House Report.
This week, the Trump administration named Johnny Taylor as the chairman of the board of directors for the White House HBCU initiative. Taylor's resume includes once heading the Thurgood Marshall Fund, a lobbying group for some HBCUs. During that time, as head of the Thurgood Marshall Fund, he oversaw a controversial $25.6 million research grant from the Koch brothers. At that time, the fund represented 47 HBCUs and was working with the Koch Foundation to create the Center for Advancing Opportunity to reduce fragility in communities. Concerns were raised about the pairing of these strange bedfellows, as the Koch brothers have differing political views on certain subjects from the student body and alumni of these HBCUs under the umbrella of the Thurgood Marshall Fund. Meanwhile, there is a larger concern. As Taylor is named the chairman of the board, the White House is not finding success in efforts to fill board of directors seats. Those seats would be under Johnny Taylor. The White House is actively soliciting HBCU presidents to serve on the board. Sources contend there are not many HBCU presidents jumping at the chance to serve on the board. In a related note on HBCUs, the Trump administration is also actively trying to place some of their cabinet members at HBCUs for commencement addresses this graduation season. Some schools are turning down the idea. Stay tuned. April Ryan, AURN News.